something grizzly buried in there.
Yeah, well.
Oh, there's one there down here right along. Little old cub bear.
We've had one out here from here every night. Big dog gets chewed the devil out of it, and he comes right back.
Is it there?
Yeah, a little devil.
He likes corn husks and corn cobs and watermelon rinds.
But he can't slip up here. He cannot slip up here to get him once again. One night he had him right back of that trailer up on top of the motorcycle out there. Moonlight, could be, I went out there. Of course, he didn't want to run, you know. And just a minute, he jumped down and they grabbed him again. But he come out there the other night and turned that damn big black tank over.
I remember you
I
said...
I thought that was a bigger bear.
Well, I think so, too.
There's another night that Al was sure that there was a bigger bear out there because he had a different voice. And the dogs were doing more barking. They weren't really going after him like that little one. Boy, they all get to biting him. Well, he was a little guy, about half as big as these dogs.
Mm-hmm. Boy, she bites him hard.
Lady, that?
Yeah.
But she was raised clear up the end of the troublesome. You know, right up there, clear up the end of the line.
They
up
got
there.
Them down there, too.
Down where?
They have bear down in there, too. I got one coming down to Keystone now about every day. He's out there around sacking the garbage.
We've talked a little bit about the bear tracks I've seen up there in Rock Creek. And what makes you think that they're grizzly, not black bear?
Oh, we've seen their grizzly.
Yeah, well, silver tip, that big one, we saw it.
Wasn't black bear.
Oh,
it was black, but it was silver tip.
It looked like these silver tip all foxes. Through him.
Had white ears, sticking along
the road. He had a track that big around. He eat two sheep up the road.
He'd stand up as tall as a man. Boy, did you ever go up that hill?
There were some more guys over there hunting a bear. They seen a little black bear laid over there. They couldn't get him. That old gritty went right down through it. Boy, they all run and got behind trees. That one guy said he never seen such a damn animal in his life coming at him. He was chasing deer. And they didn't go back in there again. Well, we seen him. We was driving down the road. We met him right in the road.
Bigger than the black bear, huh?
Oh, what kind of bigger? God, he stood up. Boy, he'd been high in my arms.
We saw grizzlies in the park, in Kinley Park, but they were brown. Big brown grizzlies.
There's only about 10 or 12 of them up in here, maybe not that. You know, they only have a little one every 4 or 5 years.
So they wouldn't reproduce much.
But the game and fish outfits flew over there and shooting with helicopters, you know.
Where would they see them?
Well, in the Equinox area is where they're at.
What about what we've seen up there on up in North Rock?
Well, they come up in, they still in snow, though.
Where do they live up there? Just back in the rocks?
God, I don't know where they live.
You ever gone looking for them?
No, none of them damn bridges. I can't even find one of these bear dens around here. No, them old grizzlies, you can see them in the spring a lot of times up on that snow. You can see one for a mile. So one year, were you with them when they seen that one grizzly up there? They thought, sure, it's grizzly.
Well, I saw one, summer of 76 up almost near the top of Keller.
Yeah.
And that was quite a ways away, but it was a whole lot bigger than a man I've seen up there. It was just a big, huge, dark animal that was moving across the snow.
They don't come down. They stay right up in the snow all the time.
This one come down.
Yeah, there's nothing. They probably brought him down.
The game warden. See, we took and bought one fall, and I wanted to get a pig, because he likes pork. He wanted to get a pig and butcher, and I can't eat pork. So I said, well, get a lamb. I like them. So then he bought two lambs. He says, you got to have two anyhow, because one lamb won't stay by itself. It'd be out and everywhere. He couldn't keep it. So he bought two. And we had them in the corral down there, and they got out and was pasturing up along the creek. And Al says, well, after a while, we'll get them in. And so after a while we went, and we couldn't find them right away. And some bear had come and ate the smallest one completely. The only thing that was left was a little fur, and he had pot, the other one, right on the hips like that, and he just took the hair and see his paws right in the skin.
A lot whiter than my hand. Well, yeah. About like both my
and
hands.
It had bit it right in the front shoulder till it had a piece bit right out. Fur and meat and everything right in the front shoulder. And boy, it took till next spring to get that animal healed up. We had to give him shots twice to take care of the infection, the doctor, so we could kill him. And you know, he was so scared, we had to, well, when we got him, we put him in front of the hay out here, you know, behind that gate. And you know, he wouldn't go out of that gate. He's scared. And then we bought another little lamb to put with him and thought, well, then we get him out and get him out pasture and something, you know, and exercise and something, he'd do better. And you know, we hadn't had it 2 weeks. That was the cutest little lamb. It must have been, it was a good sized lamb.
Yeah,
know.
We wouldn't have to feed him when he was standing here on the porch.
Yeah, he'd come and he'd bat at the front door or at the back door. Whenever in the morning he wanted to be fed. And he'd go there and blat a few times, and if you didn't come, and he's on the front porch, blatting away.
Uh-huh.
And then one day, when the dogs just made a big fuss and got to barking or whatnot, and went out to see about it, and they ran right out there, the tree out there, that one that fell down, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And here a mountain lion had jumped that.
Had a damn
and
kitten.
And just bit whole ear loose and a hole right in his skull.
He's still
killed
alive
him.
When I got out.
Yeah, he was.
Dog took
she was still
out
kicking.
Yeah. But that was right out there, and it was time.
How long ago was that?
Oh, I think that must have been
5, 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, not too long ago.
No.
Huh.
So you still have cat up around here?
Yeah. Yeah, the dirt and cattle. Cows. Damn lion and bear both. The boy, they'd come to house. I could tell when there's a bear or a lion or something out there. The old cow starts bellowing and raising the devil. Why, heck, 4 o'clock one day, here come that damn little old bear right out across here. I sit down on the porch. I can't even come in. And God, soon as he started raising the devil, I let the dog out and they got him down. He got caught in that fence.
It was right out there. You can look out there and see where he caught along for the wall of all of hay all flat. And there he are.
And but he come back the same night again.
Is it can't be too far.
God, you cubs, you're not afraid of. You can walk up and kick him. But you can't stand them dogs nipping him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they got one up the keystone coming down. They cut that one come right down and get one the other day.
Really?
Not too long ago. Oh yeah, they call the humane society or the patrol, you know, the animal patrol. That guy coming down, he said, you see that damn bear up there? He said, he'll leave when he gets ready. Cops, they go to shoot him, he said, no, you know. He said, you shoot that thing and cripple it, he said, somebody get hurt down there. That's a big one. He stayed up there in that tree for a long time. Why didn't he just come down? Right there and doing. Now I tell you, there's no berries or nothing that high, you know, and that's what's causing them to come down in here.
Uh-huh.
A lot of them up around the dump now.
Well, since that snow is where the berries, you know, that we have, that heavy snow.
You know, there's lots of strawberries and raspberries step up in these hills on every year.
Mm-hmm. They can probably live off that a little bit.
Oh, they don't take much. Berries, clover, too.
Uh-huh.
But they have to have a certain amount of berries and stuff.
I guess they just look for the other sorts of small animals.
Yeah, you take berries, don't eat much. Take an old grizzly. He'll eat